More than 200 Marines have been training since late September in the pine forests of North Carolina. They have hiked for miles, carrying 87-pound packs and assault rifles. They have slept in the field and attacked mock enemy positions, and for the first time, some of them are women. They are there to help the Marines answer this question: do women have what it takes to become combat infantry Marines? Well, this morning, three of them graduated. NPR's Tom Bowman witnessed their training, and he has this report.
Hey, second squad, get over here real quick.
The Marines from D Company line up just off a winding dirt road. Private First Class Katie Gores is in charge, getting them ready for a simulated attack on an enemy force, dug in a mile away in the woods.
Just getting to like a single rank right here, not including these guys. Hussar, Hyam, and Marks are going to be out of it.
Lieutenant Colonel David Wallace runs the training and says the women Marines have met the challenge, and Katie Gores has earned a leadership role.
We've assigned her to serve as a squad leader for a patrol. She's performed very well relative to her male counterparts in that position.
Gores is just 19 and from Minnesota, sturdy and about 6 feet tall. She's one of just three women who volunteered for combat training and made it to the end of the course. 15 women started, but the rest dropped out for a variety of reasons.
There are certain physical difficulties associated with our curriculum. Looking at it, upper body strength is a significant factor.
Earlier this year, the Pentagon lifted the rule barring women from ground combat. They'll be allowed to serve in those jobs beginning in early 2016. The Marines say they won't lower their training standards. If the Marines argue that women can't make it, they'll have to persuade both the Defense Secretary and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, a high hurdle.
You guys stay together. We work as a team. We get through this whole thing. Good to go?
Yes, sir.
The Marines move down the dirt road. One of them is Private First Class Christina Fuentes Montenegro.
It's hard to pick her out. They all look the same. And if you look closely, you can just see this tight bun of hair poking out from the bottom of her helmet.
She's 25 and from Florida. Her brother and brother-in-law are Marines. She wasn't allowed to talk during the training. The Marines have added some female instructors here to serve as advisors. One of them is Staff Sergeant Juanita Towns. She served in Afghanistan as part of a female engagement team, reaching out to Afghan women in the villages, and sometimes coming under fire.
They didn't know where the fire was coming from, but then they actually started seeing Taliban run around the village that we were occupying.
So you're shooting at the Taliban?
Yes.
Sergeant Towns says there's no doubt that the women training now can serve in combat.
If there's no challenges here at the school, then it shouldn't be any later on down the line. As Marines, we know about change because everything changes 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes down the road, so we're kind of used to change.
Some people talk about if you put one woman in a company or a platoon, it changes the dynamic. What would you say to people who suggest that?
It's not. It wasn't a change. We were actually part of the team. We went on patrols. We carried our weight, and they didn't treat us any different at all.
Some Marine officials conducting the research say it's an open question whether women can handle it. Few women are showing interest so far. Of those who do, some have trouble carrying the heavy packs or knocking out the required 3 pull-ups. That's not a problem for Sergeant Towns.
I'm sitting at 13 pull-ups now and counting.
The attack begins with simulated mortars and machine guns. The Marines from Company D slip out of the trees. Christina Fuentes Montenegro and the male Marines dash across a field.
She gets up with a weapon, runs some more, and flops down again on her stomach and continues to fire.
Hey, listen up. Quit messing around with your ammo. Leave the ammo safe.
Staff Sergeant Billy Chenault has served 3 combat tours. He's an instructor here and criticizes their attack.
I know we all want to kill somebody, all right? I understand that. But in real life, if we get out there and we go out of our lane, the people we're killing our own fellow Marines.
Sergeant Chenault says just because women pass this training doesn't mean they can make it in combat.
We came into this knowing there would be select individuals that would pass it, but as you see with male Marines in the past, just because a Marine passes this school, it gets tougher from that point, and that's another bridge we'll have to cross when we get to it.
He doubts many women will even want this kind of life, sleeping in the dirt, patrolling, fighting.
I talked to Staff Sergeant Towns and a couple of them, they're content where they're at in their job field. I've yet to meet one.
Yet to meet one who what?
Wanted to be in infantry.
Sergeant Juanita Town stands nearby. She shoots a look that says, he doesn't speak for me. The three women who passed the course today won't go to the infantry now. The Marine study has just begun, and they want a good research pool first. As many as 300 women hiking with heavy packs and attacking with their assault rifles day after day in these pine woods. Tom Bowman, NPR News.